to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 110 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Well, hello and welcome to the show, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. This week's show, it's going to be a little bit different. Well, actually not, because last year we did a Thanksgiving show where we kind of discussed things that we're thankful for about the Disney World properties and Disney World Company altogether. And this year, the difference comes in that we're not all together right now recording. Unfortunately, with the schedule we've had this week with the holiday week, we weren't able to find one time for all of us. So we were able to put together a couple recordings that I'm going to tie together tonight. And basically, that's going to be our Thanksgiving show for this year. So I hope you enjoy. And I hope you also don't get tired of hearing about the thanks. Because even before we start, really, I want to put some thanks out there for you guys, for our listeners. Without the listeners, each week with their emails and you guys telling us what you like and don't like and our Facebook contributors, basically that helps us with our shows. It gives us an idea of what people want to listen to, what we want to hear, and sometimes we even look for information out there. So thank you very much for being around and helping us out and helping the Disney nerds all around the country and the world, actually. So tonight's theme is basically what we're thankful for. Now, what I'm going to do is, for everybody, we want to reach out and thank our spouses and our families. So this way we're not going to keep repeating this, because this is one of the most important thanks, along with our listeners, that we could put out there. Our families really give us the time to do this hobby, because unfortunately, this is what it is a hobby. We have full-time jobs, we have full-time families, and they give us the chance to do this each week, get together for a couple hours, put the show together, and put it out for everybody. Also, the opportunity, once we're on vacation down in Walt Disney World or any of the Disney parks, to then basically do some things with our listeners and have some meetups and such like that. So, wives, husband, children, thank you very much for all of this. All of us, Sam, Jimmy, Jen, we really, really appreciate it. And as I said earlier, the idea is to give thanks for things on the Disney property or things in the Disney company that we've heard that kind of really, over the past year, makes us thankful. The one thing that I really came up with to be thankful for this year that keeps coming back to me was, in 2014, the Disney company really didn't have a direction. We were finishing up Fantasyland and in the Walt Disney properties I'm going to talk about. We were finishing up Fantasyland and we heard about Avatar Land, but that was about it. So where was it going next? We were really kind of hanging. And in 2015, we found out so much information with Pixar Land, with Star Wars Land, the increased promotion for Star Wars, the cross promotions and things like that, with Downtown Disney and Disney Springs, which we'll hear about in a little while. I think Disney this year came out with so much good news that for the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years, I really don't have to look around to figure out what's next. There seems to be so much that is coming that I could be satisfied with that and kind of just move on to the next topic. So I am thankful for that. I'm also thankful for the vacations we had. And you'll hear about this a little bit more, but in order to go to Walt Disney World, it takes a lot of sacrifice, savings, planning, and it's fun the whole way through of it. And this year we were lucky enough to go twice and truly, truly thankful for that. Not even sure if we're going to be able to go 2016 or not. So you always kind of try to be thankful for what you have and had and kind of, you know, you look for the future. So I'm going to turn this over now to Jen. Jen was able to take a couple minutes away from the table and record something for us, and here it is.
Hey guys, it is Jennifer. Happy Thanksgiving. I am up in Northwest Ohio with my in-laws and their extended family celebrating. Hopefully you are having or had a great holiday as well. I wanted to check in like we did last year and say some of the things that I'm thankful for related to Disney and the Disney Company. And of course, I was laughing because I was listening to last year's. And once again, I wanted to go for the sap and the sentiment. And I'm going to. I'm not going to let these boys tell me otherwise. But I, you know, my first thought was that I wanted to be grateful for just the variety of Disney vacations that are offered, and especially for my family, Disney Cruise Line. It's become such a special place for us, and I know I've talked about this a couple of shows. We love Walt Disney World and actually miss going very often. We've enjoyed our time at Disneyland this year, and in anywhere we go on a Disney destination, we love it. But the Disney Cruise Line is so special for our family because it takes little planning, and I love planning, but there's something to be said for a nice, relaxing vacation that you just show up and everything is wonderful. There's something for my kids to do even while we have kid-free time. So it's like going on a kid-free vacation, but then coming back together as a family and making just incredible memories. So I love that no matter what kind of vacation you're looking for, there's something. But really, I mean, if you're listening to this, you know that a Disney vacation is super special. And I just love that we could go on three different kinds of Disney vacations this year, and every single one of them creates just different but equally wonderful memories. And the other thing I was thinking of, and this is kind of specific, but I love that Disney offers things like social media moms conferences and other things for people who are in this online space to connect with other Disney lovers. You know, something like we've talked about before with the podcast and with the meets, connecting with the Disney community is so very special and unique, and you come together with people that you've never met and feel like you've known one another forever because you love and value so many of the same things. So I'm really grateful for the Disney Nerds community and this podcast, as well as just all of the different little pockets of Disney community you can find. There's, you know, some that are catered toward moms or families or singles or, you know, even kids and people who love cruises and people who love the parks. And there's just something for everybody, which I think is so reflective of what we love about the company in general. And if I'm going to go with what I think the assignment was supposed to be and just say, you know, something that I'm actually thankful for that the parks or the company has done this year, I would have to go with something very specific, and that's Inside Out. I don't know if this is because I just saw The Good Dinosaur and have a very mixed review about it and kind of have been reminiscing to, you know, that long time ago, a few months back, where Inside Out came out. But that movie was so incredibly thoughtful and so smart. But the cooler thing, I think, is hearing parents and families able to talk about their emotions and do cooler things. And here I did it again, and I went back to, like, sap. And guys, this is what you get for bringing a girl on the show. But happy Thanksgiving to Ed and Jimmy and Sam, and a very happy Thanksgiving to all of the Disney Nerds community.
And of course, thanks to you too, Jen. You definitely add the voice of reason sometimes to the show. You definitely have a nicer sounding voice than the rest of us. But I totally agree with what you said. As far as being thankful for the vacations we've had this year, we've also had a couple, and it's been great. And truly, I think back and I'm so thankful we were able to do that. I can't wait to hear about your dinosaur review. That'll be interesting. Hopefully I'll have a chance to see it by then. And again, I totally agree with you as far as Inside Out. Even at our elementary school, our guidance counselor uses the Inside Out characters to kind of get the kids to kind of express how they're feeling. And I agree with your thankfulness for the connections we've made through the podcast and the whole Disney community. And there's just so many people out there to be thankful for that it's close to impossible to even start listing them on the show. So thanks, Jen. So now Sam also was able to send us in a quick little recording of what he was thankful for this past year. So let's listen to Sam. Here you go.
Hey, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. And can you believe it is Thanksgiving again? And so many things to be thankful for looking back at 2015. The Disney Nerds podcast celebrated its 100th show, which was absolutely wonderful, and it's been great to be a part of this magical ride. Now, in 2015, lots of things happened in the context of Disney. I won't mention Star Wars, believe it or not, because I immediately think of Disneyland's 60th anniversary and the opportunity that I had to be in the park on the 60th birthday. absolutely magical and a memory that I will have forever shared with my family. Now, if I look at Walt Disney World, one of the things that I'm thankful for has actually been underway for 40 years, and that's the transformation of downtown Disney to Disney Springs. In fact, did you know, in March of 1975, 40 years ago, the original Lake Buena Vista Shopping Village opened. Now, that village then expanded, and in 1977 became Walt Disney World Village. The village transformed into Disney's Village Marketplace in 1989, and shortly after, Downtown Disney was born in 1997. Now, most of you are probably familiar with Downtown Disney, the Marketplace, Pleasure Island, and the West Side. A few years ago, in 2013, Disney announced plans for a 3-year renovation of that complex. That started this past year when the name officially changed from Downtown Disney to Disney Springs. Now, there was no big celebration when this happened, probably because the construction isn't finished yet. We're 2 years into a 3-year transformation. But the transformation has been huge, and it's something that I am thankful for. Now, there's still lots of construction walls and lots of things happening, but we have a brand new parking garage that has eased some of the traffic flow in and out of Disney Springs area. There's a new bus lane in the center of Buena Vista Drive. There's another parking garage being built. There's a huge bus complex being built right in the center. Those are things we have to look forward to, but looking back, the west side has been completely revamped, and you can pretty much say that that side of construction is finished. According to Disney, the Downtown Disney area is currently undergoing the largest expansion in its history and is transforming into Disney Springs, doubling the number of shops, dining, and entertainment experiences to more than 150. While these enhancements are underway, over 75 venues are open and available for your enjoyment. While visiting the Downtown Disney area, please be aware that Buena Vista Drive, the road in front of Downtown Disney, is also undergoing construction as part of the expansion. Now, that expansion includes things on the west side, where it looks like it's almost done, like the food truck park, where there's a food truck representing cuisine from each of the theme parks in Florida. Characters in Flight, House of Blues Music Hall, Lenova, Splitsville, one of the first things that opened as part of this new expansion. Food and beverage options have been expanded. The huge Starbucks at Downtown Disney with the screen that links the chalkboard to the Starbucks in Downtown Disney at Disneyland. The Smokehouse. New merchandise locations, including the Pop Gallery, a brand new Orlando Harley-Davidson, Superheroes Headquarters, Disney Quest, which won't be there for long, so if you're headed to Disney Quest, get there soon. Disney Quest will eventually turn into NBA City. The Landing, or the location that used to be Pleasure Island, including things like the Boathouse, which is absolutely wonderful. Great food, waterfront dining, and dream boats. The dream boats are almost a museum on the water. Even if you're not eating there, head inside the boathouse, past the bar, out to the docks to check out all of the really cool boats. Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, a scene right out of Indiana Jones. Absolutely wonderful themed location. And this expansion continues over in the marketplace, where there's a new bridge that connects the marketplace to the landing. There's also a new margarita bar. There are new locations all over Disney Springs. Oh, and by the way, if you're staying at Saratoga Springs, there's now a bridge that connects you over to the marketplace, something that's been missing for a long time and a great addition. So I am most thankful for the transformation of Downtown Disney to Disney Springs. And I'm thankful for you guys for listening to the Disney Nerds podcast. Ed, Jen, Jimmy, it's absolutely wonderful. I look forward to another year full of Disney nerd talk. And I can't wait for some speculation on 2016. So much happening in the parks. It's a wonderful time to be a Disney fan and follow Walt Disney World and Disneyland and Disney parks in general closely. Hey, and don't forget, check out thedisneynerds.com. There you'll find all of the shows, and you'll also find photo reports, videos, lots of information coming from Walt Disney World. In fact, keep looking because you're going to find a photo report there from my latest trip very soon. Now I'm off to watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade and prepare for a very Merry Christmas Parade, and I'm thankful that I'll be back in the world very, very soon. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you next time. Congolish.
I agree with everything you said there, Sam, about Downtown Disney, Disney Springs, and everything you're thankful for. As far as Downtown Disney goes, I can't wait till all the dust settles, the construction's done, all the crowds who are checking it out for the first time again are basically dispersed. Then I want to check it out. I think you could probably make two trips down there per vacation and totally be worth it, at least the first couple of times. And before we end, Jimmy also wanted to say thanks to all our listeners out there. He really appreciates everybody that listens to the show, who've been able to make it to our meets down at the parks, and who've been able to use his travel agency services. He thinks the best of everybody, and he'll be back next week, and I'm sure you'll hear a lot of this from him himself. Well, that's it for show number 110 of the Disney Nerds podcast. Thanks again, guys, for listening. You know, we can't really say that enough. Without our listeners out there, we really wouldn't have a show. So, again, one more time, thank you. Well, that's it. We are out of here. Sorry again for the shortness of the show. Next week, we'll be back with a full-length show all about something Disney. For Jimmy, Sam, Jen, this is Ed, the Disney Nerds, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your